who made a conservative minion downstairs. What should be done about it? That's the tshuva. That's the question that was posed to him. Should they kick the young people out? What should they do? At the end of his tshuvas, in the tshuva of 1985, he has a tshuva, what about the conservative minion upstairs and the young, the Orthodox, are downstairs? Should they daven at the conservative shul? Because their minion is much bigger, and within 3-5 years, they're going to take over the shul. So in the space of 35 years, you have the same question, except just the roles are reversed. But in 1951, nobody saw this could happen, that this was going to happen for the conservative movement. I know my father can tell you better than I, but the cities like Chicago, there was almost no synagogue that could withstand mixed seating and the destruction of all Orthodox values. So that 40 Orthodox synagogues all of a sudden became 25 conservative synagogues overnight, without the investment of a dime. He just took it away. Well, just as that happened in our time, that's what happened with the Reform Movement. The Reform Movement became the heir in Germany, and to a greater and to a lesser extent in France, became an heir to the Jewish community, to everything that the Jewish community had built up over 500 years, to its assets and to its traditions and to its respect and to everything. And the Rabbiner, the Reform Rabbi, he was the representative of German Jewry. A startling development in Jewish history. And the one to which the Orthodox really had no response and would not have an effective response for a long, long period of time. And the Orthodox people were completely out of tune with the winds of change in society. It was not just a Jewish change, it was a change in Europe generally. It was the time of the coming of modern world thought and world history, a movement away from religion, a technological industrial explosion, a new world, and a world that above all man had confidence that man could solve his problems. Man was going to build a better world, he was going to build a better tomorrow, he was going to do everything. And in such a society, it was very hard to advocate the old values, to say that the main thing is to sit down and study the Talmud. You did not have a receptive audience for that. If you want to see a picture of it, you have the famous play book written by the German author Lessing called Nathan the Wise, in which Mendelssohn was his image of the hero Nathan the Wise. And it's an idealized perception of the perfect Jew from a non-Jewish viewpoint. And the perfect Jew had no religion. He was a great guy. He was kind to animals, to his mother. He was loyal. He could be counted upon to be super patriotic. He was everything. He was wise and tolerant. But he was not religious. And that is the image of the Jew in the world today, with certain exceptions. But that certainly is the image of the Jew in the United States today. He's smart and aggressive and he can do everything, but he's not religious. Only lately and in certain areas is that stereotype beginning to change. I mentioned to you that Reform Judaism was also successful in France. In France it was successful also because of the push of the times. The French Revolution Get